Okay, the Paradise Town Advisory Board for tonight, August 10th, come to order. Just a couple of items here that I would direct your attention to at the top of the agenda. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may continue two or more agenda items for consideration. Two or more agenda items for consideration. And the board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter that's not listed on this posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or Clark County Planning Commission. This is a recommending body. We're not the final decision. So you can go to the Planning Commission or the Board of County Commissioners, wherever that item is going to be held, on the dates that are on the right-hand side of the agenda for each item. And if you have any cell phones or electronic devices on you, if you could mute those at this time so they don't interrupt the meeting. If you have a conversation you'd like to carry on with someone next to you, please take it outside. And you can come back in when your item comes up or any time thereafter. And any supporting materials will be available through our secretary or through the website for Clark County. Any supporting materials of the Clark County Department of Administrative Services. So with that, I'll note that all of the board members are present except for John Wardlaw, who is absent today.
He's excused.
He's excused? Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay, with that, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have staff introductions, please?
Lorna Fegley, current planning.
Okay. Anyone else? Block is on a... Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If you'd step up to the table when it's your turn, there's a microphone up here. All you have to do is push up on the button and a little light will come on. And everyone needs to use it because that's because we're recording. So we want to be sure that the recorders pick it up. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say before we get started? Seeing none, we'll move on. Approval of the minutes for July 27, 2021 for possible action.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve minutes as written.
We have a motion to approve the minutes of July 27, 2021 is presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for August 10th, 2021.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for August 10th, 2021 with the following change. Item number 7 has been held and for 30 days to allow a neighborhood meeting to be conducted. The request was by the applicant. All other agenda items stand.
All right. So we have a motion to approve the agenda tonight for August 10th, 2021, with the exception of item 7, which has been held for 30 days. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So for anyone who is here for ZC 210365, School Board of Trustees and County of Clark, PK and... COMM? Pond lease, zone change, and design reviews. Those will not be heard tonight, so if you're here for that, you're welcome to stay or go, but we will not be hearing it for 30 days.
That's the old farm school.
Yes, on the school.
Nothing to be discussed on.
Nothing will be discussed on it tonight. We have informational items, review of the transformed Clark County land use plan map, accurately applies compatible design, density and intensity conversion from existing land use categories for the proposed land use categories for discussion only. Anybody here to present that?
It's not really a presentation, but basically what the item is, you know, we're working on updating the land use plan. So these two maps here, one map shows, on the left shows the current land use plan, and the one on the right shows the proposed land use plan. And all it is doing, this equivalent, is changing the designations one-for-one basis. We're not changing to anything, requests or anything like that. We're just changing what the equivalent new land use category is to the current land use category. And that, I'm just here to answer questions or bring back any comments you might have.
Does anyone have any questions on that in the public? Seeing none, board? Okay. Do we need a motion on that, Mary?
No.
No? All right.
Discussion only.
It's just a review.
Present. Thank you.
Okay. So our next one is planning and zoning. AG 21900376, receive a report on the Maryland Parkway Corridor transit-oriented development plan for possible action. This will be a 15-minute or less presentation. Thank you.
Good evening, board members. My name is Greg Servin. I'm the senior planner for the Clark County Department of Comprehensive Planning. I'm here to talk about the Maryland Parkway Corridor Transit Plan for development.
Is the light on your...
Is that light on?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Can you hear me? I'll wait here
a little bit. I can hear it.
I can hear it.
It just needs
okay.
to be turned up more, but...
Everybody's good.
I think it's okay. The mask muffled.
Maybe. Sorry for the mask. You're
okay.
So the primary team on this project is the City of Las Vegas, Clark County, and RTC. The City of Las Vegas is part of the project because they're working on a similar plan on their coordinated corridor, which is north of Sahara Avenue. Our primary consultant is Ming Inc. Consulting, and we are sub-consultants are listed on the bottom. Today I'm going to talk about what is a TOD, give you an overview of the project. There's no kind of community stakeholder meeting we did, go over the contents of the plan, and go over what the next steps are. So transit-oriented development is a type of development located close to high-quality, high-capacity transit, creates a compact, walkable, mixed-use, and dense environment, serves to livable communities, and serves as activity centers. Transit-oriented development also provides a range of benefits to the region and the local community. Some of those benefits include societal benefits, increased transportation options, improved health and quality of life, environmental benefits, such as reduced greenhouse gas emissions and reduced server urban sprawl, economic benefits, reduced household transportation costs, which allows for efficient development patterns and increased sales and employment, also equity benefits, which provides affordable housing opportunities, diverse employment opportunities, and increased transportation options. So the intent of the TOD plan is to create a land use vision to complement the future Maryland Parkway bus rapid transit corridor, which is shown on this graphic to the right. The RTC will be putting in the bus rapid transit line, which will go from Russell Road near Reagan Airport along Maryland Parkway corridor up through down Las Vegas and into the Las Vegas Medical District. The other intents of the plan are to spur duty in the Las Vegas Valley after numerous years of study, and also to position several important districts along Maryland Parkway for success. As you know, the number of employment and medical level businesses along the border. We have McCarran Airport in the south, MLB, Boulevard Mall, Sunrise Hospital, down to Las Vegas and to UMC. The plan also is intended to provide a model for TOD planning in the region because the RTC, as we know, also has future high capacity transit corridor plan for the future in the valley. Goals and objectives is to create a walkable, vibrant environment that hubs and activity for residential and visitors. stitch together existing assets and new destinations, deliver equitable community along the Maryland Parkway corridor, and to establish visiting guidelines to spur revitalization of Galilee development. The project started at the beginning of January 2020. It seems to be kind of the different steps we've gone through to the point we are now, which is basically at the end of this timeline. The time we got extended a little bit because of COVID, so we're anticipating originally to be done at the beginning of this year, but we're now opposite the summer now. As far as community engagement that we conducted, we had a kickoff event on January 2020 with an in-person open house held at the Las Vegas Center. We presented ideas along the project and gathered feedback from the community. As you know, the pandemic happened shortly after that, so we had to switch to a virtual format where we did an online survey from May to June 2020. And then later on, we did a second survey with a program called Maps and Air, which is a map-based online survey for each of the focus areas. And when I say focus areas, it's really it's kind of a euphemism for station areas. It's an interchangeable term, just so you're aware. And then a few months ago, we did a public review online of the draft DOD plans and conducted a live Q&A session online. With the surveys, we got 700 responses each time we conducted the survey. We also had a stakeholder advisory group, which met a total of 9 times between January and July this year. But we had about 40 stakeholders in the group, and they included owners and representatives of the Maryland Parkway businesses, organizations, institutions. They helped inform decisions for each phase of the plan that we were working on, and they provide valuable feedback to the local knowledge and expertise of the area. We also had a technical advisory group that actually held 5 total meetings, about 50 members of, from various departments from the county, and also representatives from the RTC and from the McCarran Airport. They provide special insight on policies and strategies in addition to the effective development and implementation of the plan. As far as plan contents, there are 6 main components of the plan, which are existing conditions and needs assessment analysis, market readiness analysis, workforce housing plan, value gap toolkit, DOD priority focus area plans, and a performance measures template. The first component, the existing condition and needs assessment, basically introduces a broad background on the area. It also established a profile for the overall corridor. It kind of contains various existing condition maps, transportation summaries, inventory utilities, and health indicators. It also has specific profiles for each of the focus areas or station areas, which include things of existing mobility, they can underutilize land, walkability, inventory infrastructure, and demographics. Within this section, they also had a TOD supportiveness chart where we scored each of the station areas and how well that area may be able to support TOD development. The next component of the plan is the market readiness analysis, which included the methodology for each of the focus areas, where they gave a score for market momentum, basically what the market demand is currently, and then also give a score for development opportunity, how they were make a plan to utilize land in the area that would provide a good opportunity for development. Basically, between we added up those 2 categories along the TOD support of the score, gave the overall score of how well an area might be for TOD development. Mainly we saw that the areas that were most conducive for TOD development were near UNLV, had a better market demand, and had property available for development. The area between Tropicana and Russell scored pretty low, mainly because there wasn't really any undeveloped land to be able to use, and maybe establish a single family that isn't going to go away anytime soon. The third component of the plan is the workforce housing plan. The plan defined the ridership and housing demographics. But the main thing in the plan is to provide strategies in order to increase density and diversity of housing types, and also suggest it for design. With TOD, you want to increase density near the stations because you want to maximize the ridership along the transportation corridor. And there's more opportunity for people to be able to get rid of their cars and be able to get to places near transit. The plan also recommends different housing types that could be used, and also has best practice case studies from other parts of the country, and also suggests various implementation tools that could be used And also discusses how easily those tools might be able to use. The value capture toolkit portion of the plan, if you aren't familiar with what value capture is, it's the formal definition, is a public recovery of a portion of the increased land value created as a result of public sector involvement investment in infrastructure. So layman's term is just it's tools in order for the public to get money back on their investment based on increased land values. Typically sometimes develop something to invest money in something in almost the practice of the these tools to help bring some of the value back to the public. So various value capture tools were recommended and suggested along with case studies across the country. I also provide an analysis of how these tools might work in Nevada and also gave some recommendations of what tools might be good. So the county picked four priority focus areas to develop more detailed TOD plans on. Those areas were Sahara Avenue, Desert Inn Road, Mingo Road, University Road. Those areas were selected based on the criteria on the right here. As I mentioned earlier, the first two chapters, based on how ready an area was ready for TOD development. Also, it was based on preferred future TOD types from RTC's onboard project. It also got based on stakeholder feedback, elected official feedback, and also geographic distribution. And even though UNLV had the best rankings for potential TOD development, we didn't want to do a study of all four stations right in there, that one area, because right, they all overlap, so we wanted to be able to spread it out and study some of these other areas, mainly too, also because this could be a model for other future TOD development and development. So each of the TOD plans for each of the four focus areas has basically goes into background information on the area, also provides recommendations. Focus areas, whether what kind of TOD type is focused on education or medical or town center type development. Also talks about various development types, future land use. Go through suggested community amenities such as parks or public gathering space. Discusses street types where cutter connections could be at. Talks about first and final mile transportation. As you know, people probably don't want to walk more than a mile, so you want to figure out how to get people within a mile of the streets, of the bus stations, make it easier for them to get there, whether it's for better or pedestrian pathways or bicycle pathways. So we kind of discuss that, how to get people to the stations that are nearby. Also assess the parking and curb space management. And I'll talk about safety and SEPTED principles, which is SEPTED, if you're not familiar with, stands for Crime Prevention Through Environmental Design. Maybe those design techniques that helps to increase safety in the area. And also, for each of the four areas, discussing priority projects that might help kick off TOD in the area. For example, a lot of the areas talk about pad site retrofits, where pad sites were made to front the Maryland Parkway better to interact there, so it's easier for pedestrians to get to it, not to have this drive-through blocking access to the road. So you want all four of the buildings to be more front of the street, making easier for pedestrians to walk through and get to. And also goes over some confusion strategies. Lastly, in the plan, though, there's a performance measures template where the county will have a dashboard or a spreadsheet to be able to track how we are doing on getting taking the vision of the plan and implementing TOD. These are some of the metrics that will be tracked in order to see how we're doing. And as far as next steps goes, we'll be going before the Planning Commission on August 17th, and then the Board of County Commissioners on August 8th. With that,
is there anyone in the public that would like to comment? Seeing that, I'll go to the public, open it to the board.
What happens at the end of Russell? Is it this is just the plan for now, and
or?
Well, the bus flight starts at Russell, so it doesn't go south of Russell right now. The airport too hasn't been necessarily engaged in trying to connect yet. I'm still talking about that. I don't think it'll happen in the future, but right now there's concerns on that.
The place there, you have to find a place to park if you were going to take the bus to like the medical center to say, you know, there's, like you said, that's all residential except for the State Street and Roy Park. So,
the key point about transit developments is to get rid of the car. So that's why we're trying to develop, revitalize the area, put more housing, increase density there so people can live right next to the transportation and then be able to take the bus and not be able to use their car. And what you're saying for like a parking
lot, yeah.
That's not necessarily the goal of TV, but I mean, they could be used for that if somebody wanted to. So design the plans for a parking lot at this point.
But. Yeah, because I just see right now it's only going to feed a small group of people in that residential area who are going to walk to the bus. And that's all you're serving. And if you're hoping you're going down to the medical center.
And like I said, that,
somewhere along the way.
That area is what is the area that's sort of the lowest as far as TOD support of this. so that kind of makes sense. But the goal is to try to increase density along this quarter, maybe farther up near UMLD, get some more student housing. The Boulevard Mall has a lot of unused parking and underutilized land. Try to get some development there to increase density in those areas too.
And the only other comment I would have is, when we first looked at a proposal of this, there were some drawings of like tree-lined streets. As you said, the driveways were in the back of the buildings. It's all walkability. There were two plans, one with the bus in the middle, one with the bus on the side. I just think, and I've mentioned this to Commissioner Gibson through Blanca as well, we're in a severe drought. It doesn't look like it's going to turn around. And some of the applications that we see require these, you know, dense landscape buffers, and the same with this. I mean, we're trying to make it beautiful, but we're also planting plants and we can't afford the water. So it'd be nice to see if they use some type of canopies or art sails or something for shade rather than depending on trees as we move forward.
But shade is very important because if you don't shade those sidewalks, people aren't going to want to walk to the train station or anywhere else. So you're right, it's going to be a good combination of sails or trees.
I think that looking at this, and I understand your concern about trees, particularly around parking lots. But I think also you have to look at, somehow we have to find a balance between the trees and the shade for these hot spots that are created all over the place with the more asphalt and concrete that's put down. And then there's nothing there to shade that. And I don't know what the answer is to it. But I think it's going to be a challenge in the future with the water situation the way it is, if it doesn't improve, which it doesn't look like it's going to do for a very long time. So that creates a lot of heat off of those, and you can kind of get that feeling when you pass, for instance, a golf course, or the National on Desert Inn in the evening. You can feel the coolness coming off of that area because of the vegetation they have. So somewhere along the line, I think you're going to have to try to find some kind of balance. Because you're right, people aren't going to walk in that heat, not going to stand in that heat. I know there are things going on around the world as far as transportation and cooling the bus stops and what have you have, like air conditioning, or there's some cooled in some way. So I think the only way you're going to get a lot of people doing it, you know, otherwise you're only going to get people that just, they have no other choice, they don't have anything. So no other type of transportation, and that, you know, most people aren't going to stand in that heat, wait for a bus.
Yeah, that's why we use the plan almost that we do it for a lot of shade trees. I don't know if they can serve the walk, but people aren't going to walk on the sidewalk if it's all sunny and hot.
But that heat from the asphalt and the sidewalks and what have you, concrete, that also contributes to the problem of heat now that way. That's my thought. Does anybody have anything else?
my first thought is, I'm so glad our transportation professor at UNLV finally got someone to do his project he made all the seniors do every year, which is develop a transportation plan for Maryland Parkway. So it's good to see. I think the tree problem is not quite as big an issue if Nevada will finally embrace desert trees, because they actually are great shade trees. They're just not as pretty as some of these oak and cottonwoods, but they do cast great shade. And we have desert willows, which have flowers and are beautiful. That's my note. I think it's going to be an interesting push on Maryland Parkway. You probably will see mostly students using it if you actually do get it set up down there towards UNLV, because there's no parking at UNLV. So students will be quite happy to park and ride to the university if they can get there. But that's my thoughts on it.
I would then go ahead and make a motion for the board to accept the report as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Item number two, ET 21-400107, DS 19-0126, Oz Optics Holdings, Inc. Vacate and abandon first extension of time. Easements of interest, Clark County, located between Oquendo Road and Patrick Lane alignment, and between Decatur Boulevard and Cameron Street alignment within Paradise.
Good evening, board members. Brian Reininger, 1134 Castle Point Avenue, Henderson, Nevada. What we have this evening is an extension of time for a previously approved vacation application for patents. That's all right. And all the requirements for the vacation were completed last June. However, with the Decatur Avenue, Clark County's Decatur Avenue or Decatur Boulevard project, they came and asked us to dedicate 60 feet in width for our half sub street side, but then our design review asked us to vacate 5 feet of that. So the county was trying to marry up the two vacations for recording, but with COVID and everybody's timeline sliding back, we're now in a situation where we need an extension of time. So we're right there at the end with our building permits, need this to complete it. And that's pretty much it. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Is there anyone here like to speak on this item? Seeing none, close to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I would make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
This will go before the Planning Commission on 8/17. Item number three, TM 21-500098, Pecos Condo Partners LLC. Tentative map for a lot commercial subdivision on 1.0 acres in a CP office professional zone. Generally located on the east side of Pecos Road, 390 feet north of Harmon Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Joe Pantlox, I'm hearing.
Microphone.
I couldn't hear your name.
There we go. That work?
Yeah.
Address 63.
Gotta hold it up. There you go.
Okay. 6345. South Jones. Phone number 365-9312. I'm here representing the client on this. It's an existing building. Right here. It's an existing building. Currently, it has subterranean parking. What they plan on doing is they're going to do a condo commercial conversion on this. Condo conversion. And all the facilities are in. Infrastructure, the building's there, there's already a ramp for the underground parking. They're going to have, additionally, they're going to have like six units, and those units will be airspace
for commercial use, and they'll be selling those off. And the building itself is actually ideal for what they want to do. They'll be doing some additional landscaping, but the subject property is already there. Like I said, the infrastructure is in, and they just want to do a condo conversion. They're going to sell them off down the road, and it's an ideal project. They won't be tearing up the street to do this. They'll just be submitting plans for doing the conversion and the attendant map. Any questions?
Is there anyone in the public that would like to speak on this? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. If no one has anything, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
That goes to the Planning Commission on the 17th of August. Item number 4, UC 210327 Ponderosa View LLC, use permit for cannabis establishment distributor within an existing building on a 1.0-acre site in M1 Light Manufacturing AE65 Zone and Adult Use Overlay District. Anyone have any conversations, please take them outside. An overlay use overlay district, generally located on the north side of Ponderosa Way, 307 feet west of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise.
Good evening. Alicia Ashcraft of the law firm of Armstrong CPL. On behalf of the applicant, this is a use permit to relocate a distribution license to an existing production facility at 3900 Ponderosa Way. So the production facility is in existence, has been there for a few years now, and the applicant is simply looking to relocate a distribution license to the facility to be able to distribute product directly from that location. Happy to answer any questions, and we just request your recommendation for approval in accordance with staff's recommendation. Thanks.
Is there anyone in the public like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
How long has it been there?
It's been a couple of years since it was finalized.
Yeah. Okay. If there's no comments or questions, I'd make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
I have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Goes to the Board of County Commissioners on the 18th of August.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's just the volume. Thank you.
I just don't
want to miss.
The electric sign.
I mean, you know what's
bad?
Yeah.
No, that's
not. Well, one of the problems is the speaker is pointed at the wall.
Oh.
Well, because if you turn it too much, it starts doing.
Yeah, you get feedback.
Oh,
let me hear.
Not point at the audience.
Testing.
No, the actual volume gave her there, but it's also the level of who's speech of authority.
Testing, one, two.
I can't do mic checks because I speak too loud regularly.
Okay, so we're now on item number 5.
Yes.
UC 210382, City Center Harmon Hotel Holdings, use permit for a shopping center, including the following uses: 1, alcohol on premises consumption, 2, alcohol sales, beer and wine, packaged only, 3, alcohol sales, liquor packaged, alcohol sales, liquor packaged, electronic equipment sales, nope. Hold on. We should make this a little bit smaller. Packaged only, 4, antiques, 5, arcade, 6, art gallery, 7, billiard hall, 8, club, 9, convenience store, 10, electronic equipment sales, 11, food, cart booth, 12, grocery store, jewelry making, excluding smeltering of metal, 13, V jewelry repair, 14 kiosk informational outdoor, 15 live entertainment, 16 movie theaters, 17 offices, 18 outside dining, drinking and cooking, 19 pharmacy, 20 repair, photographic studio, 21 recording studio, 22 restaurant, 23 retail sales and services, 24 shoe repair, 25 sporting goods, 26 watch small clock repair, 27 banquet facilities, and 28 all deviations as shown for plans on file. Deviations for the following: 1. Alternative landscaping and screening requirements. 2. Permit uses outdoors where required to be in an enclosed building. 3. Allow primary access for a shopping center and accessory retail structures to the exterior of a resort hotel. Increased building height. And 5. All of the deviations are shown per plans on file. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1. To reduce setbacks, and 2. To reduce parking. Design review for a shopping center in conjunction with a city center resort hotel on a portion of 61.4 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located on the southwest corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Harmon Avenue within Paradise. Continue. No, go ahead.
I'm glad I was reading them. Good evening.
Is it all there?
Yes. Good evening, Board. Levin O'Heaney, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant. This project is basically, those of you who were here when the City Center area was constructed, right at the corner of the southwest corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Harmon Avenue, there was a Harmon Hotel Tower that was basically taken down like a puzzle piece. And that site is about 2.5 acres. So our client purchased that property from MDM and is building this shopping center, which is in conjunction, of course, with the resort hotel and the Aria Hotel complex. So it is part of that complex. Now, the reason you have some deviations and waivers, per the code, it is a shopping center, and per the code, you have to list every single use that you have to do. So I apologize for all the uses, but that's what makes it a shopping center. As part of the design, I will orient you to, this is the property on that site, but really to really get a feel for the project, if you remember that area, there are the bridges that connect to the Cosmopolitan Resort Hotel. So the building is 127 feet. This is the existing bridge that connects to Cosmopolitan on the north side of Harmon Avenue. On the second level, on the first level, all the sidewalks and the pedestrian run will remain slightly adjusted, but will remain. On the second level, there's a new sky bridge that ties to the side and wraps around the building, kind of right where Crystal's is, wraps around. And it is a shopping center. Another feature of it, right in this area, where the pedestrian run and bridge are left to be, we also put in some outdoor retail booths and restaurants. They are all outside the bridge area and the pedestrian run. The intent is to create activity but set it away from it. As part of this request, on the second level, certain portions of the bridge and on the lower level, pedestrian run will be reduced a little bit, but the compensation is the new sky bridge which connects everything, and the county has agreed to that. And as you can see, the county has recommended approval for the project because it fits in. It basically develops the hole that you don't really see because there's a wall, a fence around it. So basically this comes out of the ground, and the building, a subsequent application which will come in, it's under review in probably 4 weeks or 4 to 6 weeks, will come in, and it will have a similar LED animated sign as the Harmon Marketplace across the street, which is basically on the northeast corner. It's the same developer on this project as the existing Harmon Marketplace. And the intent is This animated LED sign basically activates the area. The existing area sign remains, because MGM wants to keep their own sign. So basically, what you see is this just a position. This is mid-strip. It is the resort corridor, and as we all know, it's recognized as a scenic byway, both in this country and internationally, as the Las Vegas Strip. So this is another activation of that area. And with that said, we would appreciate your approval of the application, her staff conditions, and we've accepted all the conditions. Thank you, and let me know if you have any questions.
Do we have anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if I could ask, we've missed you, Levity. The sign,
yes, ma'am.
Is that right here, this part here?
It's
further back?
It's further back.
Okay.
It's almost like the building's steps. The building portion is steps back, and so.
So it's sitting back here.
It's
and
sitting.
Is it a whole circle? It's going to be like.
It's about two-thirds of that.
Two-thirds, yeah. So the people in the hotel are going to see what back there?
It's finished on the back of
it's
it.
Been, okay,
it's a
yes.
perforated metal screen.
It's not going to have, like, metal.
No,
okay.
It's enclosed.
It's enclosed. Okay.
And this is the architect of the project. This is Kurt from NIT Architecture.
When you roll down, what do you
mean? Yeah.
I really like how the upper walkway curves around it and it connects to the other parts. That's really nice.
Now, you said you were going to have something off the pedestrian realm. Are there outside booths or something out there?
Yes, if I may.
Yeah, because I haven't seen much success with that.
Basically, in